You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the government announced some of its education funding allocation in advance of next week's budget. The announcement included $100 million for expert maths teachers and new maths tests in schools. $4 million has been allocated for a new maths test for students in their first 2 years of schooling. Education Minister Erica Stanford says the test will help teachers identify students in need of additional support, with these additional needs to be met by the new team of specialist maths teachers. These tests join a series of other tests introduced by the current government across all levels of primary and secondary education. To discuss how tests like this work for students and teachers on the ground, I spoke to PhD student in education at the University of Auckland and primary school teacher Tom Pierce. So the government recently announced a new maths test for students in their first 2 years of schooling. What's the goal with this kind of testing?
That's a really good question. The goal of testing is sort of the key determinant of how valuable it is. You know, if you're talking about testing or any kind of assessment, you really need to determine what that data is actually going to be used for. I think the Ministry has said, and the Minister of Education has said, that she wants it for a consistent sort of nationwide benchmark, which, you know, National has said this in the past, right? We've had, under the previous National government, we had the National Standards system across the whole country that poured a huge amount of money and resource and teacher time into creating that system of national standards, but then they didn't actually do anything with the data. So that was a bit of a waste of time. This time around, the minister has said that, you know, so that she can compare nationally in quite a standardised way to see where more sort of support is needed. And I think quite cleverly, alongside it, they've announced that there's going to be some more support. They've announced funding for, I think it was about 140 extra specialist intervention teachers in maths. And that's something that we've been doing for years in reading. So I think that was actually quite a positive development. And she's sort of signalling that quite targeted and intentional support is what this testing would be for as well. But there are also, you know, possibly some other reasons that the minister is wanting to do this as well.
And we've seen the government with that broader approach to education with some testing at every level. We had that hour of reading, writing and maths, but also the new literacy tests and the new numeracy tests at multiple levels of schooling. What does this approach, I guess, end up doing for students?
Yeah, that's also another really good question. So there are, I guess, two ways to think about testing. There's quite a pragmatic or a practical outcome of this, which is that, you know, it takes up teacher time. In a way, these kinds of standardised tests are not very useful for teachers. You know, it's a once or a twice a year sort of snapshot of your class, and teachers need assessment that informs their decisions on a day-to-day or sort of week-to-week basis. So these sorts of tests are not particularly useful for teachers. There are uses of them, obviously, but it's not the kind of assessment that teachers do, you know, can use regularly to support their teaching. It's more for that bigger picture sort of stuff that the ministry wants. But there are, of course, also structural effects of these kinds of policies. You know, if you're talking about assessment determines in a big way what is valued in the curriculum. And to an extent, what you're assessing is ultimately what ends up getting taught. So when you're talking about standardised tests that have to be, you know, accurate and sort of valid for comparison across large numbers of students, they can only test quite specific things. They don't test that sort of deep interconnected knowledge and thinking of students. They're testing quite sort of surface-based skills in sort of decontextualised ways. So if that's what we're valuing in the curriculum, that is what these tests are sort of shaping our education system a bit more towards. And I think to an extent that's been an intentional policy of the government. They've been quite open about wanting to focus on what they call the basics. But that is the effect that these tests will have. In terms of on students themselves as well, there are quite a range of negative effects, really. You see it as a teacher, but there's a lot of research to back this up as well, that kids find them very stressful, and there's a lot of anxiety that comes out of it. There are issues with labelling kids. You know, these tests, like I said, that they're not a broad measure of the curriculum. They're measuring quite specific skills. And, you know, when you apply a label to a kid as a result of these tests, which is inevitably what will happen when they're reported, kids can internalise that. You know, they can take it on and think, oh, well, it just means that I'm not very good at maths or I'm not very good at reading or whatever. On the other hand, some kids see that they haven't done as well as they wanted in a maths test and they respond by working harder. It's quite hard to predict how a kid will respond, but certainly for kids who are traditionally low achieving, the effects are not particularly positive on them personally.
And if we're looking at those education needs for students at the moment, right, in schools across the country, will increased testing help address these, or is something else or some other steps more necessary?
I mean, that's the golden question. Anything you do in education is going to have some effect. Usually it's a positive effect. So it's a matter of, and a very difficult and complicated decision around what is going to have the most effect. The minister's signaled that she's very interested in quite targeted outcomes, and I think there are a lot of difficulties with that. The education system's a huge beast. It's really hard to do sort of quick little interventions in education because you've got to get 2,500 schools and however many, you know, 90,000 teachers on board. The pace of change that we're seeing at the moment is already quite hard for schools to keep up with. So if they're trying to do quick, sort of targeted, really measurable interventions and then, you know, and seeing whether they're working and then scrapping them if they're not, the education system is really ill-equipped to respond and that's with that sort of rapidity. We need more research-based, sort of longer-term approaches that I think look at, you know, what can we do structurally to support kids? What barriers can we remove from kids and their education, that sort of thing, that longer term, bigger picture stuff, I think is what the ministry should be focusing on, rather than, you know, the quite managerial sort of micromanaging approach that we're seeing at the moment.
That was PhD student in education at the University of Auckland and primary school teacher Tom Pierce speaking to me about how testing impacts students and teachers in Aotearoa.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
Why?
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.